Russell, what were your thoughts on the trade? Did it take you by surprise? What were your thoughts on it?
I'll be lying if I say it didn't surprise me. Yeah, I mean, it surprised everybody in this building. It surprised some of the people on the coaching staff. I mean, you know, it just shows you that this is a much of a game it is. It's a business. And some decisions, man, they come from left field.
After a trade like that, what's the conversation just among the teammates? Because obviously you guys probably are good buddies with him as well.
You know what? Well, first off, before I say anything, man, Kevin Benjamin was an amazing teammate. He was a guy that came in every day. He worked his butt off. It's been an honor to see him develop and grow since seeing him come in the league in 2014. I've been a big fan of his, and it was a great opportunity to be a good teammate of his. He played a part of me coming here and learning some things and helping him grow in certain aspects of his game. But I think it's similar to what they went through in 2015, different situation. But, you know, you had a thousand-yard receiver, a very productive guy in our room, kind of go down, and other guys had to step up and kind of take the reins. And I think it's going to be similar. We're going to ask guys to expand their roles, ask guys to come in and do things that we haven't asked them to do this year. And I think it's going to come out. It's going to be a great situation for a lot of us young guys.
Russell, what responsibility does this put on Devin
Funchess? You know what? I think we're just going to call his number a little more. I mean, Devin has been a guy that's stepped up to the count every week. He's been a guy that's been very dependable, very consistent throughout his time this season when we've thrown the ball his way. I just think it's going to be a guy that we just ask to do a little bit more, ask a guy to make the spectacular play a little more here and there. But, you know, myself, Curtis Samuel, you know, Clay, and other guys, whoever they bring in and want to step up. You know, it's going to take guys like us to expand our roles and make the consistent play consistently and make the great play even more.
They talk to you, are you going to be another starter?
Well, at this point, man, we're still trying to figure everything out. You know, I think this was kind of something that just caught a lot of people out of left, you know, and we're just going to figure out ways to get everybody incorporated. And like I said, you're taking a very productive receiver, a guy that done a lot of things for us the last few years, and it's going to take a body of work, guys, to kind of make up for that production.
Do you feel there was speed missing out there that you needed a little more in this offensive stretch to play?
You know what? I always thought we had it. I always thought, you know, Kelvin did a pretty good job of stretching the field. I think Funch did a good job of stretching the field. You know, you just never know what the guys upstairs, the coaching staff, are looking for it. But I thought that we had a pretty good body of work and guys that can do it in the room. Obviously, some guys probably thought, you know, other ways, but I think we got enough guys. Obviously, they haven't brought a trade for anybody else, and we haven't brought nobody in thus far. So, you know, with that being said, I think we had it with Kelvin and probably with them.
Did Coach talk to you guys before practice and address it or say anything about the move?
No. It's next man up. I mean, this is the NFL. We're paying everybody in this locker room a lot of money to do, you know, certain things. And I just think it just comes with the business, man. Like I said, outside of the game we play, this is a business too. And, you know, next man up. And it's a lot of opportunities for other guys to step up and make the most of them.
Especially this week with facing a division opponent, putting this stuff behind you and just focusing in on them.
You have to respect the decision of the people upstairs. You have to respect the decision of the coaching staff, and you just have to do your part to make the most of the opportunities when they come your way, knowing that we have a guy that was very productive, a guy that was a big part of this offense that's not going to be here anymore. So I think at the end of the day, you know, you can't really kind of ponder on it or just worry about it too much. You just got to do your part to make the best of the situation.
You ready to step in if you are asked to start?
Definitely. This was a similar situation what happened with me with Vincent Jackson last year. Midway through the season, he tore, you know, his ACL. Cecil Shorts, they brought a guy in free agency last year with the Bucks, and he broke his leg midway through the season, and I was asked to go from playing really no offense at all to being a starter. So I've been in this situation quite a few times throughout my time in this league, and I think Devin Funch has been in a similar situation. Being a rookie, asked to kind of contribute to the offense when Kelvin went down. So we have a bunch of guys that have been in similar situations like this, and I think with the coaching staff and the body of work we have in the receiving room, we'll be able to make the best of it.
But that body of work that you showed at Tampa in a tough situation was one of the things that turned the Panthers on to you. So how confident are you in that situation that you've already found yourself in moving forward?
I'm excited. Obviously, you know, they're not going to make that move if they don't feel comfortable with the guys they have in the room. Like I said before, I mean, Kelvin was an amazing receiver. He's done some great things in this league and with this team, and I'm very appreciative of playing with him, and I know the other guys are as well. But at the same time, them making that decision, they feel comfortable with the guys we have in the room. I feel comfortable with the guys we have in the room. And I've been in this situation, and I'm a guy that can do different things. Curtis is a very talented guy. Funch is a guy that can play X and Z, and he can go inside if needed. So, and Clay is a guy who obviously they traded and they brought back. So, like I said, the guys we have and the guys we have even on practice squad, we feel very comfortable with, and we think we can make up for it.